Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. When the family heads to the beach, decide to teach a little bit of science, too. Take along different sizes of storage containers, buckets, shovels, and plastic toys, and gather flat rocks on the beach and teach children to skip them in the water. Why can flat stones skip? Do bigger rocks make bigger splashes? Place some water in a container and start adding a few stones. Guess and count how many of the stones it takes before a container overflows. Gather natural items found on the beach and find out what floats and what sinks. Children also like to fill a small plastic boat, like a container, with pebbles and estimate how many are needed to sink it. Water is also cheap paint. Young children love to paint with water and a brush on colored paper or concrete. Provide a bucket and different kinds of paintbrushes. Make the ABC numbers and shapes and draw pictures on the driveway. Remember to explain that water molecules will evaporate into the air. But that's okay. That's the beauty of water painting. There is a clean slate in half an hour. To make chalk paint, mix poster paint with cornstarch until it's like a thick soup. It does not pollute the environment and washes off with rain or a hose. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.